the flip side of that is licensing your music to, is sort of becomes a tacit endorsement. Mm-hmm. And we see with Kid Rock, where he was like, basically anybody can use my music, I don't care.
Right.
As like, as long as you use it well, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's a very different sort of relationship with that. He's not, obviously, somebody who's not as tied to politics.
Right.
The thing with R.E.M. that I find to be interesting is R.E.M. has been a very... I mean, they're one of those bands that you think about as being a political band. Like,
yeah.
That's sort of their thing.
Yeah.
And it actually speaks to not just Donald Trump, but a lot of his staff not really thinking through this very well.
Mm-hmm.
There was an earlier incident when Scott Walker's campaign was getting off the ground,
mm-hmm.
where he was using the Dropkick Murphys song, is it Shipping Off to Boston or Sailing Off to Boston?
I think Shipping Off
to Boston. And the Dropkick Murphys like sent him a really nasty tweet about, you know, Dropkick Murphys, they're a South Boston band, they've been very pro-union, they play fundraisers for the Boston IBEW and all that kind of stuff. So very, very harsh text about, like, literally, we fucking hate you, don't play our music.
Yeah.
But I also think it's interesting that when Tom Petty sues George H.W. Bush, of course it's a different era,
mm-hmm.
but you don't get the artist statement. You have the artist saying, don't use my music.
Mm-hmm.
When Jackson Brown sues John McCain, you have him saying, don't use my music.
Mm-hmm.
When you have Sarah Palin using Nancy Wilson's music, you have Nancy Wilson saying, like, Sarah Palin is against everything that, like, we have been fighting for as women my entire life. Like, so you begin to get these artist counterstatements that come with them.
Right.
Which is sort of an interesting phenomenon where you have a kind of a talk back. What's up, Pat? You know, where they're getting their chance to say, not just that you can't use my music, but here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Dropkick Murphy's saying, we are pro-union, we're pro-labor, you are anti-labor, we hate you. Michael Stipe saying, your entire campaign is a farce, I don't want to be anywhere near it.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Wilson saying, we've been fighting for all of these women's issues,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to set us back to the 1920s.
Yeah.
Right? You see all this, so it becomes, and I hate to be overly optimistic about this, but it does become an opportunity for artists to speak beyond their music.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where the understanding of the politics of music is pretty subtle. You have a lot of people who, you know, listen to things and don't get it. I mean, the mm-hmm. prime examples are, like, Chris Christie being a huge Bruce Springsteen fan.
I was going to ask you about that.
And then Paul Ryan being a huge Rage Against the Machine fan. And Tommy Morello saying, like, Paul Ryan, like, you are the machine that we're raging against. Like, what is wrong with you,
right?